knew that sin was going to happen, but God is not the author of sin. God knew that evil was going to happen, but God is not the author of evil. God is the redeemer of evil, the redeemer of sin.
This is Straight Talk.
I know that as these holiday seasons approach, for some of you that are listening to my voice today, this is not a happy time. Maybe you have recently gone through a divorce and you're celebrating one more Christmas on your own. Or maybe you lost a mother recently, and when you think of this holiday season, you think of your mother, and it's not a joyful season for you. Or maybe you recently lost a job and you're facing some financial issues, or you've moved to a new town and feel like I have very little family around you. I just want to encourage you during this holiday season to take a moment and remember that you are not alone. I'm not just saying that. I really mean it. You are not alone. And even though your circumstances right now may not be the best, you have someone that cares for you. You have someone that has known you since the day you were born and before. You have someone that has kept every tear that you shed, as the psalmist says, in a bottle. You have someone that has seen you at your darkest moment and has never abandoned you. So I want to pray for those that today are feeling gloomy, maybe even a little bit depressed. So let me pray for you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for that man, that woman right now that is going through just a time of sadness. And your joy seems far away, and the heavens seem brass, and there's loneliness in their heart, and they're discouraged right now. Could I ask you, Holy Spirit of God, that you would flood in right now and give them hope, Father? I pray that you would clear the curtains apart and that they would see rays of hope right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you in Jesus' name that you would lift the load on their life right now and that they would experience that supernatural divine joy overflowing and full of glory that comes from your throne. Would you do it, God, right now? Would you touch their hearts and encourage them? And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Talk. Glad to have you with us. We continue on in our series called Jesus, the Story Behind Christmas. And today is the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Surviving Surprises. Our text will be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Here's Pastor Mark with this edition of Straight Talk.
God knew that sin was going to happen, but God is not the author of sin. God knew that evil was going to happen, but God is not the author of evil. God is the redeemer of evil, the redeemer of sin. But he lets life play out, but ultimately don't misunderstand the fact that God is letting life play out, but ultimately his end purposes will be fulfilled. In fact, Joseph was incredibly surprised by the fact that Mary was pregnant and was a virgin. Mary was incredibly shocked that her life had been altered and now that she would have to go to her wedding day being pregnant. They were surprised, shocked, overwhelmed. Their life had been turned upside down. But I want you to know that God in no way was surprised. Because in verse 23 it says, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Do you know when Isaiah the prophet wrote that? He wrote it 700 years before. 700 years before Mary was surprised, God already knew what was going to happen. 700 years before Mary was ever born, God already knew that a day would come when a virgin would be with child and that she would be carrying the God-man inside of her, Emmanuel, God with us. Hey, Mary may have just found out, but God has known for all eternity. God doesn't get surprised. And the angel says, do not be afraid. You see, you may be surprised by the news, but God has known all along. You may not have a plan, but God has a plan. You may not know what lies around the corner, but God knows what lies around the corner. He says, do not be afraid. And I think these are the words that echo in our mind when we're caught by surprises that may change our life or turn us upside down. Somehow, understanding that God knew about this. Somehow, understanding that God is not surprised, that God does have a plan, that God has been preparing you in advance, giving you the tools that you need to be prepared for what is about to happen. Even in our surprises, God lets us know that He was there and that He knew. When my friend Kevin was in that motorcycle accident, it shocked us all, surprised us all. We were at the hospital praying for him that he would live because we weren't even sure that he would make it through this severe trauma to the brain. They had to open up his skull, take off the plate of his skull because his brain was so swollen. His ribs were cracked, had broken vertebrae, broken bones in his ankle. But the main thing was the trauma to his brain. We prayed. Weren't sure that he was going to come out or that he'd be a vegetable all of his life. In the moments of prayers like that, you wonder, God, how could this happen, Lord? Why did this happen, God? And we're not always going to know why, because God doesn't always explain his actions. I've had so many situations in life where people say, Pastor, why? I've stopped trying to say why because I'm not sovereign, but I serve a sovereign God. And here's what I know. That I may not understand why, but I still know that God is good and God is in control and God has an ultimate purpose for everything that happens in life and brings about things for His glory and for His honor. But when I was really struggling with it, sometimes you just need to know that God is in the middle of it. You know it theologically. You know it intellectually. But sometimes you just need to know it experientially. And I received a letter only a couple of weeks after Kevin's accident from a woman that told me her experience. And she said, I was driving in a car down the road and I went to a Walmart that I had never been to before. And I drove down a road that I had never driven down before. And I did something that's unusual for my character because as I was driving down the road, I saw over in the corner, I heard this screech and this hit. And I saw over in the corner a man that was laying there with a helmet on and shaking. She said, I parked in the middle of the street. I jumped out of my car. I ran over to this man with his helmet on. I grabbed his hand and I began to pray for him. And I got a couple of other people around me, three other people, to come over, and we began to pray for him together. And I began to speak into him and say, hang in there. Hang in there. You're going to make it. And I called upon the Lord. I held his hand, and I called upon the Lord, and I prayed for him. She said, what I did not know is that he was a New Life pastor. She said, you see, because my pastor, Joshua Sharif at New Life Albany Park, was mentored by Kevin and sent out a year before to start a new location. I came to know Christ at Albany Park. I gave my life to Christ. Little did I know that the guy that sent my pastor out where I came to know Christ was lying there. I was praying for a man, asking that God would touch him, and I did not even know who he was until later on. You see, what God was saying is, it may have caught you by surprise, but I'm going to put someone in the place at the right time, organize this, orchestrate it, so that someone from New Life prays for him right on the spot so that you understand and know. Listen, this did not catch me by surprise. The virgin will be with child, yeah, and will give birth to a son, yeah, and his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. All God, all man, all deity, all human. The miracle of the incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this being that has always existed became flesh and dwelt among us. The God of all the universe decided to package himself as a small fetus. The God with all glory and might, who knows all things, who has always existed and will always exist. The God who created the heavens and the earth. The God who has angels that bow before him. Glory that is uncontainable. The God that is blameless. The God that is omniscient, powerful. The God that cannot be contained in any way. The God that was there when light was created, when humans were created. This God of the universe says, let me come. Yeah, let me come like a baby fetus. Let me come like a baby that is born. Experience humanity. Let me be the God of the universe whose diaper is changed. Surprise. The angels must have gasped that their creator God was willing to empty himself, as Philippians tells us. Not give it up. Not release it, but to put it on hold for a moment. And to become a human like us. So that in his humanity, he could live the perfect life and die the perfect death to be the perfect sacrifice. So that all who believe in his name shall receive the perfect forgiveness of their sins. Emmanuel, God with us. You see, the angel told Joseph in the midst of his surprise the reason for the surprise. Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And he will save their people from their sins. I want you to know that in the middle of your surprise, you don't always get a clear answer why. In the middle of your surprise, there's not always a paragraph explaining why you're going through what you're going through.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Surviving Surprises, which is from our current series called Jesus, The Story Behind Christmas. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. His message, Surviving Surprises.
There's not a tag that tells you why you were diagnosed with cancer. There's not an explanation to why your baby was born with congenital heart problems. There's not a clear, written out summary of why your cousin died at 25. You see, surprises don't come with summary explanations. In part because I believe that God wants us to say, okay, God, I may not understand. I can't always explain. But Lord, I choose to trust you. Because when I cannot understand the circumstances, I can always understand the heart, the God who holds the circumstances in his hands. You see, what that does is it doesn't clarify everything, but it gives us a new perspective. It makes us understand At least I know. I know who's in control. I know that he knows what he's doing. This past week, I went into the Apple store and took my Mac computer to a guy that has a business card that says he's a genius. I wanted to ask him a lot of other questions. He didn't seem that much like a genius to me. I don't know. He just big beard and knows about computers, but not a genius. I don't know. But here's the thing. Let me tell you about this. So I bring in my computer, and I don't know exactly what's wrong with it because, you know, it's just out of memory here, and I'm trying to free up some space. But the genius takes it, and he says, okay, let me tell you, I got this figured out. And so he puts a thumb drive into it, and he analyzes it. And I'm just talking to my wife at the time. You know what? I don't understand exactly everything that he's doing. I don't understand exactly the analysis. And he's trying to explain it to me. I'm like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Just do your thing and clear up space. But here's what I know. I may not know exactly how it all works, but I know that he's trained to do this well. And so I'm trusting that he knows what he's doing, even though I can't quite understand it. Because he's a genius. And that's a little bit of a shadow of what happens with the divine. That we encounter circumstances in life that we don't really understand, but we say, okay, God, I'm not really sure what you're doing. I don't know how this is all going to work out, but here's what I know, that you know what you're doing. And so I'm trusting you, and I'm chatting with someone else, not trying to figure out the universe, because you figured out the universe, God. And I can trust you that you are in control. And number three, and lastly, you know, surprises may stir your fears, but only you choose the strength of your obedience. See, when Joseph woke up, surprised by what the angel had told him, he was going to divorce her. But the angel said, no, don't. There's a purpose. There's a plan. And so when he woke up, he changed his mind. He did what the angel of the Lord had commanded. And he took Mary home as his wife. He went ahead and he married her, even though she was pregnant. Even though it was hard to understand the story. Even though he quite did not understand the whole pregnancy part of it. But he chose to obey even when he fully did not understand or comprehend, because he trusted God. Verse 25. And he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. You see, the Bible said it had to be a virgin. That's the prophecy. A virgin will be with child. And so even though, man, double jeopardy for Joseph, she's pregnant, now he marries her and he can't consummate the marriage. So he marries her, and even though he's married to her, he does not have sexual relationships with her until she has given birth to that child that we know as Jesus, the Messiah. By the way, the Bible goes on to tell us that Mary had other children. You know that, right? And so, other children that were born. And I know that some of you were raised in a teaching that says, well, you know, she's the Virgin Mary. Well, she was a virgin, but she got married. And we assume and expect that the other children that were born naturally. And that doesn't take away from her being blessed. That doesn't take away from her being an awesome woman. In fact, if she was married and didn't have sex with her husband, that would be a problem in my book. But she was married, and she did have sex with her husband, and she had other children. And yeah, she is the Virgin Mary for that season, but did not remain a virgin. She had other brothers and sisters, and the Bible tells us about that as well. And I believe, by the way, sometimes people say, well, I've heard people come to me and they've said, well, you know, I like your church, but you guys don't believe in Mary. And I say, what do you mean we don't believe in Mary? Are you kidding me? Man, she's one of my heroes. I extremely believe in Mary. I love Mary. What an incredible woman. But is Mary my savior? No, she's not. Do I believe in Mary? Yes, I do. Do I pray to Mary? No, I don't. Because I think Mary would be offended if I prayed to her when she gave birth to a son who's the mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, the righteous of the world. I respect Mary. I believe in Mary. I honor Mary. But the Bible never tells us to pray to Mary. There is one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Jesus the Christ. Joseph obeyed. You may be filled with fear. You may be captured by fear at times when life surprises you. But I want to challenge you not to give in to your fear and stop living and walking in God and obedience. You see, when life surprises you, it hasn't surprised God, and it's more important than ever to be faithful and obey and walk closely with God. Some of us get surprised by life and we allow our life to fall apart because we're surprised. Things haven't gone the way we expected, and so we let the surprise pull us down. But no, I'm telling you, in the middle of your surprise, it's time to press in and say, God, I'm going to follow through. I'm going to be obedient to you, love you, serve you, obey you, even when life doesn't turn out the way I expected, because I believe that you're still in control, God, and I'm not going to let fear take me away from obeying you all the way, Lord. And Joseph obeyed, even though his plans were messed up. You know, I had plans when I was 18 or 19 years old. I had my own plans. If you were to ask me at 18, 19 years old what I was going to do, I had a 5-year plan for you. And I was going to go back to northern Spain. It's a little place of land right between France and northern Spain called the Basque Country. And I was planning to move there and live there, be involved in some sort of ministry, entrepreneurial stuff there. Beautiful place, right by the ocean, nice weather, close to where I grew up. I had it figured out. You know, God surprised me. He interrupted my plans. And I'll never forget the day when I was 20 years old where I felt like God said, would you love Chicago? And I'm like, no. You know how you give God these sort of answers like, well, if I'm going to love it, you got to give me a heart for it. God rerouted my plans because God's plans were better than my plans. Different, but better. And so I want you to know that although you may have plans, that God may be rerouting your plans different than what you expected, surprising you, pushing you to uncomfortable places. But in the midst of it, be faithful, be obedient, trust Him, even in the middle of your hard surprises.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the second half of his message called Surviving Surprises. It's from our series called Jesus, the Story Behind Christmas. Join us again on the next Straight Talk as we get into part 3, Jesus is Missing. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. You can go to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find a ton of great messages, a Bible app that will help you with your spiritual walk. And we also would love to invite you this Christmas season to one of our New Life locations. We have 27 life-giving churches, and if you log on to newlifechicago.org, that's newlifechicago.org, you'll find all the locations and the times that we meet. We would love to meet you. Please tell them that you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk as we continue our Jesus, the Story Behind Christmas series. God bless, and have a great night.